We are 103.9 WDKX on this beautiful day in Rochester. Meanwhile, there's a couple different stories out there this morning I find very interesting. You know, there's a lot of big concern about the people traveling, especially with the Olympics starting tomorrow, all over not only this country, but the world, and getting on flights. And they're not really supposed to be on flights, Rain.
Right. Well, there's a man that coming from Indonesia who dressed up as his wife to get on a plane. He had COVID-19. He's positive, you know, for COVID-19. So he dressed up as his wife and in her niqab, right? So that is a veil that covers all of the face, like, except for just the eyes. So he dressed up as his wife, got on the plane. He almost got away with it. And this is the Jakarta airport, so he almost got away with it. So when they landed, he got off the plane as a man. And one of the flight attendants noticed that, okay, that wasn't what he looked like when he got on the plane. So the flight attendant notified authorities on the ground, and they actually were waiting for him when he walked off the plane.
Oh, wow.
So this isn't the first time that something like this has happened. And it's not unheard of for people to dress up as individuals. Like back in 2010, a Chinese man disguised himself as an elderly white man. He had a silicone mask and he went to use the bathroom. And when he came out of the bathroom, he forgot his mask.
Oh,
that does happen.
Well, this is my question. If he was positive for COVID-19, what was the outcome with all the other passengers on the plane?
That's a good question.
I don't know. They did not say. They have not said what happened to the other people on the plane. However, he was arrested. Now, in Indonesia, there's an uptick in COVID-19 cases, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has Indonesia under a level 4 travel health notice, which is very high. And they also have an avoid travel advisory over there for them. So it doesn't say if anything else about the people on the plane. However, it just says that he was arrested immediately as he walked off the plane.
It's funny how you said this story. It just reminded me of Scooby-Doo. I would have got away with it if it wasn't for that damn flight attendant.
She's just doing her job.
Listen, try to protect everybody. That's the job.
Honestly, it was a great thing that she was paying attention, because if he's testing positive for COVID-19, he's in a different area. Now he's about to be amongst a lot of people spreading this virus.
Yeah. Anytime I see them large crowds, man, like that Milwaukee Bucks championship game where they do the party, I get a little bit cringy, man. I don't know. I don't think everybody in there is vaccinated, and I don't think everybody in there is 100% COVID clean. We are 103.9 WDKX. Good morning.